Ya, girme. Oy, gel gir hoşum. Translating English, Chinese letter, short one. Here. Chapter 5.
So, right at the beginning of the chapter on introspection, from Shantideva's Engaging in the Bodhisattva Deeds, he says, those who wish to guard their trainings should very tightly guard their minds. Those who do not guard or protect their minds are unable to guard their trainings. So Shantideva is now stating the importance of guarding or protecting our minds.
在开始的时候呢，正知的修行是非常重要的。寂天菩萨在《入菩萨论》里面曾经这样讲过：那些想要修行的同学，修行的朋友，必须我不是正确的完完全全照字逐字翻译的，就把他意思大概翻出来。那些想要，hey,
you laugh, I can't translate.
欲护学处者，侧立当护心；若不护此心，不能护学处。他的意思就是说，一个想要守护菩萨学处的人，应该要非常专注地保护他的心。如果不能好好地护持他的这颗心的话呢，他就不能守护好菩萨的学处。学处就是菩萨需要学习的东西，还有他学习的点。
Then in the next verse, he says, in this world, unsubdued and crazed elephants do not cause such harms as the harms of relentless torment, the lowest hell, yeah? And caused by the unleashed elephant of my mind.
接着寂天菩萨在入菩萨行里面继续说，就是第二段，若纵狂向心，受难无间狱，未寻大狂相，未患不及此。这句话的意思就是说，如果我们放纵那个好像大象，狂野的大象那般粗野的心的话呢，我们就很容易呢犯上过错。像我们如果造了这样犯上过错造恶业的话呢，我们就不能避免堕入无间地狱的灾难。所以呢，在这个世上呢，即使是尚未驯服的大狂象，它对我们所带来的危害的程度呢，也不至于像没有驯服的心那样的严重。
If what are the benefits if we guard our minds? So Shantideva in the next verse he said, but if the elephant of my mind is tightly bound through all by the rope of mindfulness, all fears will cease to exist and all virtues will come into my hand.
像护持我们的心呢，有什么样的利益，有什么样的好处呢？这寂天菩萨接着就说了这个护心的功德，若以正念所紧拴心狂相，不为尽消除，福善细握之。这句话的意思就是说，如果我们能够完全意念正法，以意念正法的绳索，这绳索就好像是正法一样，然后紧紧的拴住那颗像狂野大象那般的粗野的心的话呢，那么所有的一切恶报啊、恶业的恐惧呢，就会完完全全的消失了，而一切呢，所有的善报、善德、福善呢，也都可以很容易的就获得。
好，多谢你，他告诉我，他同他宁波的告诉呢，他生的了。我说可对呢，当时奇怪，什么送官坚信不休息的事，就送给我来。但是他大哥的我说你这个什么的了，没送这些，让什么的相互都当，什么的你们别相互都送，但你们别相互都送去，那你就我那些不给，没给人来，那你就修啥个东西，就送给我来，第三杯坚信些，那你就彻底来那样，那那把断了手呗，那你就。忙不起来，这个七个月嘛，这起码来呢，体验一下那些，不给你往那边那么多了七个月的事，加上的休息心态出来，什么的没送完呢，我那两个星期休息了，我就送给他了。
So Shantideva is saying that it is very important to check our minds to see what it is up to.And it's very important to protect or to guard our minds. Usually, because if we don't check our minds, what it is up to, if we don't protect our minds, then our mind comes under the control of the afflictions. And once the mind comes under the influence and goes with the afflictions, then, It brings about all kinds of problems, and the problems don't just exist for this life, because when we do not control our minds, then we accumulate a lot of non-virtue, which will then bring us suffering in the future lives. Yeah.
寂天菩萨呢，告诉我们这个护心呢是非常重要的， 怎么样讲呢？我们平常呢都要观察我们的心眼，到底我们的心呢在想些什么？通常呢，我们一般上都不会去观我们的心啊，也不会去护持我们的心。可是呢，这个心呢，如果你不去观察的话呢，它就会啊跟着我们的恶念呢，被恶念牵着鼻子走。所以呢，如果是这样的话呢，我们就会啊遇到很多很多的问题，很多问题也就会产生。而这问题的产生，不只带来的影响，不只是这一生啊，而是这个所造下的恶业呢，会跟着我们的生生世世，给我们带来很多的苦报。
告诉我嘞，今天早等下到阿弥陀佛。神送过来，他神的肯定送过来是呢，他等待伊，但是呢，现在阿尼是肯定呢，不给神的节约少了，阿尼比康都都是不给想特别，我得送过来，他天气他全部天气，阿尼神的节约没办法，康都都康有人人，我天天是阿尼是他钱给他骗了，阿尼干来叫过来是，我都送过来。
It is very important to guard our minds, to protect our minds. And what does that mean? So basically, we should try our very best to put the mind in a virtuous state. As much as possible to nudge the mind, move the mind in the direction of virtue.To place the mind's attention on virtuous thoughts and on virtue, yeah. And also we try our utmost best to keep the mind in a virtuous state for as long as possible. Yeah, this is what we should try to do. Yeah.
护持我们的心念呢是非常重要的。怎么样才算是护持我们的心念呢？我们要把我们的心呢尽量的尽力的尽自己所大的最大能力呢安住在善念中，或者将我们的心呢趋向于善的念头，而且呢我们要尽力尽自己的最大能力持久的把这个心呢安住在善的念头里面啊，这就是我们应该做的。
我读起呢，但同大人提来，但我做甚至没说话这些，但六七十六个，啊你听的六七十六想法，听的给你想法都送的吧？那啊你我这句了，我的下面螃蟹忙不进去了，知道吧？螃蟹忙不进去，少了些吧？那你把土鸡都当了些，那同大，那你把鸡都当去了，同大人，啊你这个你们没结束当些，啊你七十六个落地两两都中文。所以这边这边提到给那给他所以就能跑下他才让什么跑下我不用完提到你把出现都担心的是吧都是你按你就明白说过有的我觉得
What happens if we let our minds follow non-virtuous thoughts? What happens if we just, you know, let it, you know,do whatever it wants in a negative way, if we don't control our minds. If we just let our mind do whatever it wants, and especially you know, if we just follow after all the kind of mistaken thoughts, follow all the negative emotions, if we do that, if we let that happen, entertaining, you know, and following after all these negative thoughts, you know, will make the imprint of all the negative actions that we have accumulated in all the many past lifetimes stronger. So when we let our minds follow negative thoughts, you know, they make all the negative imprints that we have already accumulated in the many past lives, make them stronger.And it might even ripen.
当我们的心呢不去守护的话，我们不去护持我们的心，让我们的心呢跟着恶的念头走的话，就是你随心所欲了，跟着恶念去走的话， 那会发生什么事情呢？如果这样的情况发生的话，我们让我们的不善心呢持续，让我们的恶念呢跟着恶念啊去走的话，如果我们让这样的情况发生的话呢，这样呢我们恶的念头呢就会强化，我们过去生呢所种下的恶业就更加的强盛，这会导致呢我们的恶业成熟。
어떻습니까던다님과가르쳐나왔다바뀌다너치즈로다던다니너치즈로똑같이치성가토바이나다신의검체다성지식의검체다치즈로똑같은속다던다내가운동만좋아하셔서꼭토바이나갈라강소지편도용하시러아니지곧말기누바디투신도당기여말해말기세외박세도누바투신도당기여말해신의검이여나아니지로치질로도기기면서그수요답을지키야만해재산다선지식을통해진질로로디깍두가있나어뚜다갈수하래어떻게잡으려용해어떻게
So if we are able to guard our minds as much as possible from our mistaken thoughts, from our negative thoughts, and then if we are able to practice and develop, you know, some single-pointedness of the mind, and in particular, if we can, you know, cultivate calm abiding or meditative serenity, with the practice and the achievement of calm abiding, that concentrated state of mind will be very useful in protecting our minds, because with calm abiding, the, you know, many of the negative emotions, you know, will not be able to manifest due to the power of a concentrated mind. And if we are able to achieve that, then at least for that time, we don't strengthen imprints, all those negative imprints that we have already accumulated in all the past lives. Yeah.
如果我们能够护持我们的心的话呢，我们就能够就有能力能够远离一切恶的念头。我们讲护持我们的心呢，就是我们能够心能够很专注的或者套句佛教的术语是专注一趣就是说当我们能够修行得止入定的话呢，就我们修学去修学这个止定的话修学得到止的话呢然后进一步进入等持的状况，我们就能很好的护持我们的心。因为呢，当我们得到这样的境界的时候呢，我们的恶的念头，所以一切恶的情绪呢，因为等持的能力它的加持的能力，所以我们这些恶的念头、恶的负面的情绪就不能升起。所以至少在我们得止入定的那一个时刻、那段时间呢，所以这一切不善念就不会升起。这样它就不会强化，在那段时间呢就会强化我们过去生呢所造下所积累的恶业恶的念头。
어떻습니까드네아니시다신의신의전이시검체또는님은온교와주식독특이어디있나요그가서래님은강지식의서변아니지신실로그똑같이지식의서변데도신의장배아니까특이어말해자자다다동안에찍다신의딩안에아니하동듣고해숨겨라하동듣지아니딘지친절로기똑바깨에기누바다파샤디아니즉자완이네다자완에맵을써야디어디내고바차버지면치도아니신의두와찍고미셔바디등도하동듣고해어디내하동듣지아니니몸에써도파샤다제바바빵채다코알에주시다양대신시와양대세디두대남샤디숭구여래
Well, it is true that once calm abiding is achieved, we will be able to stop the manifesting of many of the negative emotions, but it doesn't mean that the seed of the negative emotions are abandoned. It doesn't mean that we have removed them from our minds. It is just that for the time being, while you have karma abiding, they will be prevented from arising or manifesting. So in order to eliminate, to destroy the seed of our negative thoughts from which they arise in the first place, right? We have to cultivate and achieve a special insight. So therefore, it is not sufficient just to achieve karma abiding on the basis of karma abiding. Then, and one seeks to achieve a special insight, and when special insight focusing on reality is achieved, then we'll be able to destroy even the seeds of our negative thoughts. And once we are able to do that, then we will achieve a real peace, yeah? The peace of nirvana.
当然我们去修这个奢摩他，然后呢得止，然后入定啊，我们能够制止我们所有一切负面的情绪，那些恶的念头的升起。就是当你得到定，入定的时候呢，所有的这些负面的情绪恶念就不会升起。可是呢，我们并没有真正断除啊这个烦恼，这个恶的情绪，恶的念头的种子。就是它的根源还没有断除，只是呢，在我们入定的那段时间里面呢，啊，这些恶业恶念呢不会升起，我们离断烦恼障的种子还很远，所以这时候呢，我们就要进一步去修观，所以我们就讲止观，止观就是个样子，因为呢，得止入定呢还是不够的，它并不能解决我们的问题。所以呢，当我们去修观的时候呢，就毗婆沙那的时候，我们是观什么呢？说我们是观事物存在的实相。这实相，当我们升起这个实相的智慧的时候呢，我们就会断除所有一切恶业烦恼的种子，这样我们就会进入真正的寂灭。
我读下来，第一章第一个大本身这些我主要学读，大概是呢，我谈呢，但你把我们读些些，是呢，第一章呢，他上面主要给那些送过来，大概那些，啊，你看嘞，读的经呢，提高了的，上面被突破了的呢，是呢，主要我提的给那些送过来。
So as for the method to achieve calm abiding or meditative serenity. Maitreya, in his differentiating the middle from the extreme, taught on the five faults and the eight antidotes. And in his Ornament of the Mahayana Sutras, he taught the nine stages, the nine mental stages,for the achievement of calm abiding.
在这个修习奢摩他，就修习着止的方法的时候呢，弥勒佛补处菩萨，弥勒佛雇主的话曾经说过，他曾经教导我们这修止观的五个过患，还有八种对治的方法。还有呢，进一步引述在修的过程中所出现的九个阶段，我们称之为九定心，或者是九住心。
OK， 啊， That's it. So now, next we recite the Heart Sutra together, okay? So just.
现在我们一起来念心经。
Okay, just I think, I don't know, so just, so good.
English or Chinese?
Chinese. They will sing together, they make, I think, they have the nice tune there. Sharanya Mudhubya Kavla Tere Karsara Vikang Tutu Ta Karsara Shajya Tuba Yila Chishe Tangwane Shikta Shajya Tuba Dundu Yabaji Samla Tangche Shajya Tuba Rangla Ta Sharanya Mama Sungu Yaba Tawashi Tukshine Ta Susu Lakwar Tu Tongba Nyingi Ani Chik Namche Te Shingu Yena Ani Tila Sim Te Ste Tere Takana Shini Dangla Penna Ta Sharanya Mudhubya Dungala Ani Chik Pagi동바 시주로서 시에게 남샤 연구하래 숙동바오 동바니 수수 수는 동바니 심 동바니 수시에 많이 넣었어 숙디수 수로도 자야 돼 수수로 자체 다 수수 동바오 동바니 수수 다 수수로 맞자지 동바 시주로 근데 삼나 땅도 나 연구하래 어떻게 신다
So later when you recite the Heart of the Perfection of Wisdom Sutra you can imagine Guru Shakyamuni Buddha in the space in front of you. And then when you're reciting the sutra, you imagine that Buddha himself is also speaking or teaching you the sutra. He's verbalizing, he's saying those words to you. Yeah? So you can place your attention on that. And friend, for those of you who have we've done some study and have some understanding on the emptiness of then you can reflect on the meaning of emptiness, yeah. And in particular, because in this sutra, the Buddha talked about the fourfold emptiness, yeah. Starting with the statement, form is empty, emptiness is form. Emptiness is not other than form. Form is also not other than emptiness. So although form was used as an example, but perhaps for our own reflection, we can change the subject to the self or me or I. So, you know, so instead of thinking about form is empty, we should say and think about I is empty, emptiness is I. Emptiness is not other than I is also not other than emptiness.
待会我们在念这个心经的时候呢，我们可以做这样的观想。我们可以观想呢，本师释迦牟尼佛就出现在我们的前方的虚空中，然后本师释迦牟尼佛呢正为我们说法。他在说什么法呢？他在为我们开示这个心经，所以是释迦牟尼佛念这个心经给我们听。像我们把我们心呢原念于这样的观想的境界中，像那些有修过、有读过那个空观真理的朋友们呢，你们可以哦一边念一边呢思维啊空性的真理。这在我们在念这个心经的时候，他有讲到这个四重空性，就舍利子，色不异空。空不异色，我们可以呢把它换一换。虽然它在这个心经里面引用的例子呢是色，以色蕴呢为例子，我们可以把它换成是我啊，把这个色呢改成我，就是我不异于空，空不异于我啊，用这样的方法呢去思维。
Okay, you have the Heart Sutra there, yeah? Those who can read Chinese, you can look at the book. Hope the tune is very nice. I don't know, they said. So anyway, so do together as much as possible. Okay. Yeah. Start.
深般若波罗蜜多时，照见五蕴皆空，度一切苦厄。舍利子，舍不异空，空不异舍，舍即是空，空即是舍，所相行识，亦复如是。舍利子，是诸法空相，不生不灭，不垢不净，不增不减，是故空中无色，无受想行识，无眼耳鼻舌身意，无色声香味触法，无眼界，来自无意识界，如无明亦如无明镜，来自如老实亦如老实镜，无苦集灭道，无智亦无得，亦无说的故，菩提萨埵依般若波罗蜜多故，心无挂碍，无挂碍故，无有恐怖，远离颠倒梦想，究竟涅槃，三世诸佛依般若波罗蜜多故，得阿耨多罗三藐三菩提，故知般若波罗蜜多，是大乘咒，是大明咒，是无上咒，是无等等咒，能除一切苦，真实不虚，故说般若波罗蜜多咒，即说咒曰：揭谛揭谛，波罗揭谛，波罗僧揭谛，菩提萨婆诃。
这鸡蛋来过来他说来不给把他打打来当打来你不急不急不买来做做打当打来来是当买来他就等到了什么过去아니삼로다두수시되게하래디시도다따로다하래당도하래디내기통하다식삼로다하래두수시되게하래다추억이다책도도다당당유제티래조조시로
Sometimes when we recite prayers, it is done with a tune with different melodies, right? But you have to understand that singing is not the main point. The tune and the melody is not the main point. The tune, singing the prayers or reciting the prayers with melodies, is to give us an opportunity, a time to think about, to think and to meditate on the meaning of what we are reciting. That is the point.
有的时候当我们在诵经的时候呢我们是以音乐旋律唱歌的方式呢来唱诵的。这些经典呢配上音乐旋律呢让我们来念哦。可是它的重点呢我们必须明白它的重点并不是让我们来唱。因为这个唱歌并不是重点。它是让我们有机会哦借着这个音乐还有来念诵思维经文的意思。
我今天来等老板都他过来说说戏可怜的他可怜的当当给呢他的当班老师团队的路易都恰多些呢他那些当班的人都送了人都苦多些呢我那些的团队的朋友我今天来。
If we are singing prayers or reciting prayers with melody, with tunes, and at the same time, if we are able to reflect and meditate on the meaning, and if the meaning of the prayers that we're reciting does dawn on the mind, then the exercise would have been meaningful.
如果我们在配合音乐旋律诵经的时候同时能够去思维这段经文的意思的话这样我们这个唱诵啊就变得有意义了。
Okay, so, I did talk about how to develop karma writing for the Chinese class. So I told them prepare some question to ask to the BB class. That's why BB students are here who are able to answer their question. Okay?
就是刚才就是我们的中文班的菩提道次道班呢，我们，Ken Rinpoche 正在教授如何修这个奢摩他，所以呢，刚才就是 Ken Rinpoche 教他们互相讨论，然后呢，准备一些问题问我们的佛学班的同学们
啊。Okay, so yeah, BB ready for answer. Okay.
所以佛学班的同学准备好了吗
？Okay, that Chinese class. I mean, we did just one class. BB have done two or three classes. Okay, the Chinese class we did only one time. So they might have many questions. Okay, maybe they can ask the question. Yeah.
这个佛学班的朋友们，这应该是你们第二次上这个佛学班了。所以你可是我们的中文菩提道次道班的同学是第一次上第一次听闻这个奢摩他的教义所以他们可能有很多问题要问你们。
Okay, also they did the discussion also, you know, themselves. Okay.
刚才他们自己也讨论了啦。
Alright. Okay, I think she have some question, the group.You have some question, yeah? Your group? Yeah. Okay, start.
所以呢我们就请他们发问吧。
Yeah, ask the question. Just one. First, ask.
Only one question. We have only one question.
Okay, good.
Okay.
Ask.
At the moment when we apply vigilance to check on the mindfulness, does the mindfulness still exist?
What do you repeat? I don't got it.
这组说呢，他们只有一道问题，就是当我们在修这观的时候，我们所谓的五种过患和八种对治方法，那么当我们应用正知啊这个对治方法来观我们的心的话呢，我们的正念呢、啊、那时候还存在吗
？What the question? Can you repeat in English?
When we apply vigilance, introspections, to check on our mindfulness.Does mindfulness exist at that time? Or at that moment, when you apply introspection or vigilance?
You got the question clear, yeah?
Huh? 你要不要再讲一次？
准备嘛，提高了，准备要了，别说了，马上听嘛，没听嘛了。
At the moment when we apply vigilance to check on the mindfulness, does the mindfulness still exist?
对了说，是心给他把给娱乐特别搞了，嗯，第二个了成，有点成不了事情嘛了。
他说这道问题不是他的，是那个组的，所以这是代表那个组员发问。
真把幺二百岁丢掉了，真把这都死掉一半，丢掉一半。余的过来，真把这百岁呢，丢掉丢一半，丢掉半。第二个了，真把幺二百岁了。Yeah, okay. Are you clear the question? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Regina, yeah, the BB student, answer for that.Pass mic to them.
天文追请 Regina 回答。
I'll point anybody up. Be ready.
Yes.
That's it.
Yes. One part of your mind is watching, the other part is.Still focusing on your object of meditation. Mindfulness.
Yeah, two more translate.
Regina 的回答就是当这个心呢在观察的时候呢，是一部分的心呢在观察，啊，他在观察他的所缘境，一部分的心，所以他心里有两个部分、三个部分，一部分在观察。Part of the mind。
他马上听话的听了，变成明白了这些的那边的，他听不没有，他能明白了这些的那块了吧？他。这些不给准备，俺呢，搞不来样，经过中午就给事情打过了吧？事情，提搞不来，准备要了要买的，是他就我的当表了。没就我提了吧？提那个不来，准备要了要买的，是他提了。
Just to make sure whether your question is this or not, are you saying that when the mind is focusing on the chosen object in order to check whether there's laxity or excitement, introspection is the one that's doing the checking, right? Are you saying that during that time when it is checking whether there's laxity or excitement, whether mindfulness exists or not? Is that the question?
Yeah. Yeah.
The answer is that during that time, there is mindfulness. Mindfulness has not degenerated.
Oh, that, 미과 예도 아니고 아니고 뜨기야 말해.
Because the mind is still focusing on the object of observation. If mindfulness does not exist at that time, if it has degenerated, the object one would have lost the object of observation. Right? The mind, if it is distracted to something else.
다 뒤냐고 다 잡아 욕구 열어
So and the point is that yeah, there must be mindfulness.
While done, regional, okay.
所以刚才的是主要是要确定这个问题。当我们心的专注于所缘境的时候呢，我们就要检查它的问题是不是这样。当我们心专注于所缘境的时候呢，这个心呢要检查到底呢有没有沉默或是掉举的现象出现。就在你检查的那个时候呢，你的正念还存在与否？啊，这是不是这个问题？这样他们回答说是的。那他答案呢？ 就是那时候呢，正念是存在的，而且呢，正念的力量呢，并未减退。因为当我们的心呢，专注于所缘境的时候呢，如果我们说正念消退的话呢，那时候呢，就说我们的所缘境呢，已经消失了，就表示我们的心呢，已经流散到其他的地方去了。可是呢， 这并不是正确的，因为当我们在检查的时候呢，我们的正念呢还是一直存在着的，它的力量并没有消退。Okay,
then you have some question there? You ask.
那边有没有问题？
Okay, the question that the group has is, when we have, how do we differentiate? Because you were talking about excitement as one of the downfalls, but how do we differentiate subtle excitement during meditation from feeling the bliss? Very subtle excitement from bliss. Because sometimes during meditation, you can feel like very good, but is that subtle excitement or is that bliss? How do we differentiate them?
知道问题是我们讲分辨的，分辨那种细分的调距和那个由休息禅定所引发的那个喜乐，因为刚有时我们修，如果是细微的调距出现的话，我们怎么样去对治它？ 所以它其实是有两道问题。啊，就这怎么来说？How do you differentiate?
You press in English, yeah.
How do you differentiate between the bliss that you feel and the subtle excitement? What's the difference between subtle excitement and the bliss that you feel when you meditate? And when you have subtle excitement, how do you counteract it? What is the antidote for it?
If I'm not wrong, she's asking something like that. When you meditate in one object, then you have some kind of happy feeling there. Yeah, some kind of happy, some bliss feeling there when you put your mind in the object. Some kind of bliss, happy feeling behind there. You feel that yourself. So our question is how you know that is not subtle laxity.
Excitement.
How do you know that is not subtle excitement? I think she's asking that. Yeah. Kansa Momi? I don't know what's her name. Kansa Modi?
Concert.
I know. Yuna. Okay.
请云娜回答.
Sorry, I don't not good memory. Yuna. Okay. When you meditate, she's asking, when you meditate on the object, sometimes you have this kind of feeling, you know, some kind of bliss feeling inside there. So how do you know that is not a subtle excitement? So as she's on another way, she's asking, is that subtle excitement or not? So how do you differentiate?
I can't really answer because I don't have experience of that happy feeling. But subtle excitement is when your mind is about to be distracted, about to go away. So yeah. But I'm not sure that happy feeling or the so-called bliss that you know is mentioned here.
Okay, she don't have this happy feeling.
这个回答就是，他说他没有办法真正的回答了，因为他没有这样的去修行的时候没有这样的喜乐的那种感觉，所以当这喜乐感觉升起的时候，他不知道是不是能够称之为细分的调举，因为细分的调举呢，其实是我们的心呢、流散到其他的境界去了，可能一些可爱啊喜乐的境界去了所以他 不太清楚
啊。天真
现在请 Tempting 回答。
Tempting。
First of all, I define what is subtle excitement.
No, no need to define that. First, you answer for that.
Yeah.
When the happy feeling arises, that is possible in the first place. When you meditate some kind of happy feeling, you are not losing your object. Same time, there's some happy feeling arises.Is that subtle excitement or not? Her question is that.
If the mind stays on the object and feel bliss,
it's staying there,
yeah.
But same time you feel deep there, some kind of happy feeling there. So her question is that subtle excitement?
No, this is bliss.
Yeah, bliss, yeah.
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 This is bliss, not subtle excitement.Subtle excitement is when...
Whatever you say, bliss or what, some kind of happy feeling there. I don't know what you call bliss or what, but happy feeling there. So that subtle excitement or not?
Actually, the question I understand is that, what's the difference between subtle excitement and bliss, all right?
Huh?
Is it the question? What's the difference between subtle excitement and bliss, all right?
No, no. The answer for that is what she's looking is that sometimes this happy feeling arises. So that kind of happy feeling arises, that kind of, you know, some kind of bliss there, you know, happy mood, or I don't know, some kind of feeling. So that is subtle excitement or not?
No, no.
Because?
Because it still stays on the object.The mind still focus on the object.
So, mind is still focused on the object, so there no subtle excitement arise. You
yes.
say that?
Yes.
So, 这个回答这个问题其实，当你在这个进入这个静坐修行的时候呢，你的所缘境还在那边呢，就你还是有住分的，住分还是在那边。可是呢，你同时呢，有一种喜乐感的升起，请问呢，这是喜乐感还是戏份的调举？这样的这个回答是它不是戏份的调举，因为呢，你的所缘境啊还是在那边，所以你的住分，就你在修行的时候，那住分还是有的。
또정확참모유말해고바참모유도가나믹바디라두고요그래
When there is subtle excitement, Even when it arises, you don't lose the object of observation, yeah, right?
그렇습니다. 락두르스도다.
Yeah, you seem to be saying that you lose it, yeah.
Because I get the definition of sati excitement from the notes. It defines that. You will never lose your object meditation, but this is part of the mind that moves towards, for example, another pleasant object. There's a part of the mind that moves towards a pleasant object.
So you're saying it's partially lost, lah?
Have to say yeah. Yes,
partially lost, means lost, lah.
Not. There's a part of mind that is distracted to a pleasant object, another object.
탁. Then now we have to define for you what is the meaning of loss, yeah.
Okay. So now, Benny.
Go. 就刚才是回答什么是细分的调距，像细分的调距好像刚才回答就是所缘境没有流失了所以呢其实刚才回答好像就是说只要所缘境没有流失就没有细分的调距的出现，像进一步查询啊，就是我们的朋友讲，他是根据我们的定义啊，讲义上的定义来讲，细分的调距就是所缘境不流失。可是呢，可是所缘境没有流失，是还是有住分。可是呢，一部分的心啊，就流散于可爱境了。所以他的定义其实部分的心呢，已经流散到别的地方，流散于可爱境处了。所以那个回答是怎么讲呢？我也讲不出了，一部分到底多三分之一二分之一，我不懂的。
You got the question?
So subtle excitement is...
No, don't appreciate that. Okay. Mainly answer what she's asking.
The difference is that when you have bliss, the mind is very powerfully focused on its object. There's rapture. Whereas for subtle excitement, your mind is weakening. It's about to lose its object of focus, object of meditation. So the difference is that when you have bliss, you will not lose, or your focus on the object of meditation will not weaken. In fact, it is very concentrated, very, very powerful. Whereas with subtle excitement, it is considered a weakening of the concentration. You are about to lose that concentration.
So you are saying that time when the bliss, a happy feeling arise, it's okay that. Okay to arise that, you're saying that. It's good to arise because you're concentrating getting better.
Of course.
Are you saying that isn't?
It will subside eventually then.
Not subside, I mean that really help focus your object.
Yes.
So it's good, you must have that. You're saying that?
Yes. Bliss of physical and mental pliancy.
Haven't achieved there. Huh? She's talking very beginning stage. She's not talking about karma biting there.
So would that be considered as bliss? Because bliss,
what she described, bliss is happy, some kind of feeling, happy feeling.
Yeah. Happy feeling.
Happy mood. Happy mood.
Conjoined with the sense powers.
Not sense, well, it can be, I mean, your mind be happy there, you know, so that doesn't have to be sense, but...
Associated mind. With the mental consciousness. Mental factors of bliss associated with mental consciousness.
So seeing that, she's saying that when you meditate, she's not talking about the karma binding thing. When you meditate, sometimes this happy feeling arises. It's still your mind in the object, but happy feeling arises at the same time. So you should follow that or not. So our question is that.
Okay, then that would be distraction, really. Because you're losing the object of meditation. You're following after. That becomes, in fact, losing the object of meditation.
But according to you, it's helpful.
Of course, if you lose the object of meditation, no, you will not be helpful.
How to lose?
You're following that bliss.
According to your answer, this is helpful, how to lose.
As I thought it was the bliss of mental and physical pliancy.
No,
so if it's not that, then so long as you lose your object of meditation because of whatever...
She's not losing. She's not saying losing. Your mind is still there. But some kind of happy feeling arises at the same time. So that kind of happy feeling should arise, good to arise or not too good to arise, or should it stop? Our big question is that this is how we know this is subtle lexic excitement. How do you know? Should it stop that kind of feeling or not? So many she's asking that.
So long as it does not allow the mind to lose its object of meditation, perhaps. And you don't follow after that happy feeling and let it run, let your mind go after that, I guess it is okay. But when you go to a point where you are following after that and losing your object of meditation, then that becomes not so good really, because you are losing your mindfulness. That's what I think.
Can we get some idea what he's talking?
Yeah. Can you
share your experience? Maybe share your experience.
Kim Ho has no experience. Okay, 刚才其实讲这个细分的调取，其实当你在就是在修这个止的时候，修这个色摩他的时候，你的心是很专注于你的所缘境的，可是你就有一种快乐喜乐的感觉升起来了。请问呢，他的问题，这是不是细分的调取了？所以他并不是讲的讲已经进入了那个什么久住心啊，那种很深的层次啊，或者是进入了那个等持啊，或者专注一去的那个层次，还没有到达。就刚开始修行的时候，你有遇到这样的境界的时候请问这是不是细分的调举了？这样的回答我们的朋友回答就是如果有这样的情况发生的话，你感觉到很好的话，就好像那种喜乐，很大的喜乐其实是很好的，因为你没有你的所缘境没有流失，而且它是非常强非常有力的所以这样Ken Rinpoche就说了当这样的喜乐升起的时候就表示你的进修啊，你的进修是很好的吗？是很专注的吗？是这样是可以接受的吗？是一个合格的进修的状况吗？是不是如理的修行的方法是对的吗？所以就譬如我们进一步去查问，因为如果是这样的话，我们讲其实这样是可以接受的，这是应该的，这是可以接受，因为我们的我们的心感到快乐，而且所缘境没有三世。可是进一步再询问的话，其实呢并不是指我们到达那个等持专注一去啊，就是第八住心和第九住心的等持的境界，它只是刚刚初期学静坐，然后有这样的情况发生的话请问呢这样是不是细分的调取？因为呢你的心呢感觉到很快乐而且你的所缘境没有流失，我们是否应该跟着这样的信念心态去走这样？因为我们讲这个快乐的心嘛，其实是我们的心是心所里面根据依附我们的心识而生起来的。这样是我放到忘记了其实最后的回答就是，其实如果我们有遇到这样的状况的话就是你的 所缘境没有流失，你跟着快乐，有一种快乐、喜乐的感觉的话，我们不应该执着于这样的快乐的感觉啊。这样Mandy 回答就是，如果我们能够专注于我们的所缘境，虽然有这种喜乐的感觉其实是没有问题的，可是呢，如果你的所缘境流失的话它就会有问题了。这是他的回答。
Anybody have some idea to share what is
That's a question.
I have a question generated from
wait. Huh? The Ale, tanda tire. Pena tanda kasore. Tangazo. The pena semji mikbala tebe kabla. Anishita. Pagita. Shine dungyejina. Ta mikbadi. Tembe sungje. Ta.Mikpatile, young now, and Gia Mare, Tanarava, that is disabled. Mikpatil, my own sin, the same negrity. So Chagiore, Chaza, Tinde Kabla, Anishi, same switching, Anishi Puggy. So what there was Keto Chitugana Chaza, that he gives Juna Yakere, Jemachuna Yakeres, that the Samo Tanshiretwa. Switching that so what there was Keto Chamina.그러면거꾸로쓰는거찢어지거나생기술자찍네소화대화시깨져지거나아니깨져지거나깎고그래양깨지거래어떻게
For someone who is practicing to achieve calm abiding, for that person,Not losing the chosen object of observation, it is extremely important, isn't it? So for that person, without letting his or her mindfulness degenerate, then he or she holds on firmly to the chosen object of observation, right? So this is accepted by everyone. This is clear, right? This is what has to be done. This is clear.Now, the question is, for such a practitioner, when he or she is aware that a pleasant feeling is about to arise, a pleasant mental feeling is about to arise, let's say,Should he or she attempt to stop that feeling, or should let it arise? Now this is the question.
뭐라고치워야다반십사오시는치워빼지들을리기라했던데시라
If you pursue the earlier question that was asked, this question that I'm now asking you will probably arise.
그러다디가르스나다딘데깨로지도막가봐이나다딘데기아니지대화디치로지깨봐이나믹바믹바영향이양가육으로와그러면다대화디숙치로지마이나믹바영향이양가육으로연말해그러면다대화디숙치잖아야믹바영도에양가육으로와
When this when this practitioner is beginning to take notice that a pleasant feeling is about to arise, so should he stop it or not? If this pleasant feeling is allowed to grow stronger and stronger, is there a danger of that person losing the object of observation is there.
Rwa kota bagi tindegi tsuwaadi ane shik shukshiru shimbe kienche ane tala shimbe lu kiege yore. Shimbe lu kienche tindegi ane ondu songche ya ngar ki mikten ane shik timbe chik mikten da ane chik simcho hati nama chungu chwaaji. Yungwe na mena oti sondo taare.
If the practitioner allows that pleasant feeling to arise and to get stronger and stronger, isn't there a possibility or danger of becoming attached to that pleasant feeling? Isn't there a possibility of clinging on then, developing a clinging to that feeling? And if that happens, wouldn't the mindfulness holding on to the chosen object observation, wouldn't that degenerate? What about, that's the thing to think about, like, would it necessarily happen or not?
当我们修行者在修这个止的时候，这四摩他的时候，要得到定了，我们那个修行者他的所缘境并没有消失，就是能够继续的锁住，这个所缘境呢是非常重要的，我们不能让我们的所缘境呢流失，这一点呢相信每个人都很清楚了，都能够接受，这点是毋庸置疑的，大家都有一致的看法。而现在的问题就是，当这样的修行人呢，他觉察到这种喜乐感要升起的时候，就还没有升起了，如果他在修的时候他要升起了，他是否应该制止让他不要升起？这个是和前面的问题有关的，就前面的 那道问题有关。因为呢，如果你根据前面的问题这样问下去，这个问题就会升起了。因为你在修修时候，你喜乐感要来了，你已经懂了，所以你是否应该阻止它升起？因为如果这个行者或者是修行人察觉到这喜乐感要升起的时候，如果他让它升起，然后他不断的这个喜乐感的力量不断的增强，不断强大的话，这样是否有这样的问题？就是它的所缘境呢，会消退，会不见掉。因为如果这个修行者让他的喜乐感升起，然后不断的强大强大的话，他是否会因此而单注于这样的喜乐感？就根据啊，他的心的跑道专注于这样的喜乐感，单注于这喜乐感，这样会否因此呢消失啊，退失他的正念，这样他正念就不见了。如果正念不见了，他的那个啊所缘境呢也会跟着消失，是否会有这样的问题？所以他是否应该制止这喜乐感的升起？
어떤데시도다나다틴데나가디송다가라서나선팡토와스디그래아선팡토와마시우가지나선디토구시우차바이나아니공과용약간여랬으니송도와베나선디양시우지비선나비가와라깨시야선디시우지야아니시팡토구차바이나공과제약간여랬으디송도
It is said in the teachings that if we lift the mind up too much, if the mind is elevated too much, is lifted up too much, then there is the danger of excitement developing, isn't it?
Oh, today, Zhao, I need to take a step up, Allah. Step up, Allah, for the Kaswara.
So if that's the case, so then back to the question, so if one is focusing on the chosen object of observation, and then if one notices that a pleasant feeling is about to arise, right, about to arise, or has arisen, then do you do anything? Do you stop it? Or do you allow it to arise? And if it is allowed to arise, will it necessarily lead to an over elevation or over lifting of the mind to the point where excitement kicks in? Will it necessarily lead to that situation or not?
根据佛法的开示呢，要是我们让着心呢，让我们心呢跟着这个情绪高涨的话呢，通常我们就会有调举，陷入调举的危险或调举的问题啊。因为呢，当我们的心呢专注于我们所缘的时候呢，如果我们发现我们将会有一种喜乐的感觉，它要升起的时候，我们应该怎么应对？我们需要做一些东西吗？我们要阻止它升起吗？或者是我们要让它升起？这是我们需要做的一个决定嘛。如果我们让它升起的话，它会不会太过强大？这喜乐感它一直增长，它要强大。如果它太过强大的话，我们会不会面对调举的问题？
就是等到这段本来新的准备搞不了，你生命把它继续准备搞不了，你结婚的逻辑结婚呢搞不了，所以得死不了。
It is clear in the teachings of developing karma abiding that when you are focusing on the chosen object of observation, even if there's a virtuous thought focusing on something else, even if such a thought arises, you're supposed to stop that, isn't it?
其实在这个修止观的佛理开示里面曾经讲过呢，如果呢我们以我们的所缘境呢，专注于我们所缘境的时候，如果有其他的善的念头升起的话，就和我们的所缘境没有关系了，其他善念升起的话，我们也应该制止它的生长，它的产生呢，就不要让它升起。
What happened now?
Stop it and come out.
Huh?
So does it mean that we stop it and come out of the meditation?
What are you talking about?
Because the answer is, if there's any other virtuous thoughts and all this, we should actually stop it.
Yeah.
So we should stop this one and not let it arise.
No, the thing about stopping virtuous thoughts is it doesn't apply to every single moment of a life.When you are in the session, while focusing on the chosen object of observation, within that session, you're attempting to develop single-pointedness of mind, isn't it? As such, so your job is to stay focused on the chosen object of observation. So even if there's a virtuous thought arising, it will interfere with your goal, isn't it? As such, during that session,You have to stop the even those virtuous thoughts. Yeah.
Um, 其实呢，就是刚才讲的哈，其实是看我们修行的目的。就刚才讲的，我们如果在修行的修这个止观的时候啊，当有其他善的念头升起的时候呢，我们必须制止它的产生，因为呢，我们的目的呢是要成就奢摩他，对吗？ 所以呢，如果有其他善念呢，其他的善念升起的话，它会干扰我们的心呢定下来。所以我们该制止它的生，的产生。可是如果在我们平常日常的生活中，我们有其他的善念呢，你不是在修哦，不是在进修的时候，在生活中其他善念升起的时候，你不应该制止它的升起。
Okay, another question?
No, I have questions related to this one. When you say you stop it, not let it rise, does it mean that you have to come out of the meditation?
You ask me a question, I answer it. What?
No, riding on that. Because we say that we have to stop it and not let it arise. Right. So does it mean that you have to come out of the meditation or you can continue?
Continue what? When the disturb and come out, you can continue.
That means you stop the session.
Not necessary. When the disturb. At least you can. You cannot manage. Then you have to come out. If you can manage, then with this sitting, you have to continue.
Yeah.
You really cannot. Then of course you have to come out for meditation. Of course.
就是刚才就讲了，我们要制止这个。 这个喜乐的心哦，升起啊，因为它会干扰你得到等持啊，修成等持。所以呢，当有这种喜乐的心，你懂它要升起的时候，你应该制止它的升起。可是呢，我的问题就是，所以你要完全停止呢，这个内座的修行啊，就出来了，哦，出来还是你继续坐在那边继续修。 这样，Kim Rumjie的回答是：如果你能够应付的话，你能制止它升起，然后你能够应付的话，当然你继续修；如果你不可以的话，你就终止那一座的修行，你就站起来了，去做别的东西。OK,
the next one. Just
下一道问题。啊，有
group, any group there? Lao, your group have question or no?
Lao, your group.
Question there, shall we?
Okay, I got two questions here.
One.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. There's one question is that I learned from the other classes that the meditation also there's so called four jhanas. So now it is say that here is there's nine mental states. So how does this four jhanas and fit into these nine mental states.
Four jhanas. Sandeshi. I'm not sure what the four jhana they're talking about. I'm not sure. You have any idea what they're talking about, four jhana?
No. It's also a mental stage.
Of course, there's many different levels, but what they're talking about. When it's the first, the second stage, talking about what? From the nine stage or from different stage? When you talk about 1, 2, 3, 4? I don't know, because I have to understand what the four first thing, I don't know. Four jnana, I don't know how they describe the four jnana, I don't know. I'm not so familiar with the four jnana, exactly what they're describing. No. So I have to know what they mean exactly, I don't know. Oh, time is running. Huh? Okay.
下一堂课再讲吧。好，因为还没有教那个九住心呢。Next week, we'll talk about the nine meditative states.
Nine one, we'll talk next week. Yeah.
Okay, how about the other question? How to increase the meditation power and or energy? Because sometimes we have a clarity, but we don't have a power to sustain. How to overcome that?
What? Again? Say.
Okay, how to increase our meditative power, energy, sustain the energy.
Okay. Yeah, those seniors who have a lot of experience. Huh? So do that.
他的问题其实是如何增进我们的静修的能力，是吗？强化这个这样的能力啊，或强化他们的能量啊，你要他有多大的能量啊？
What is the senior? I don't know what good is.
来，我们请师兄回答。
I'm very bad at remembering people's name. Kelvin.
我们请 Kelvin 师兄。
Through repeatedly familiarize with meditation with a joyous mind.
What?
True repeated
like singing song.
True repeated practice with a joyous mind. That means joyously persevere to meditate.
Kelvin 师兄的回答是，我们需要一颗喜悦的心呢，不断的去串习。就不断地在做串习了，养成习惯，那你就会看到他的成绩。
You got? That's all. The chikdam ka kaso re, tina tada kaso na. Nyumbo dushe ke tenpa se tina la yungu yore, bena.我那是，反正两个扛着扛起来的，滚起来的，当不太棒，过不多。但我那是不给劲，不给劲了。两个的信息，我那是的偏到要不西的，当不通是过不多，太棒是通。反正太棒的通了，太了太没，多年个都不用不多。我那是的就，他们他今天穷了，尊重有关系。他今天。尊重肯定是用过的是呢，对吧？来，等等用过的，对吧？肯定是这个呢，对吧？来，哪里给我的？是吧？他对吧？谁的？他我呢？对吧？啊，你什么？等等，当然他不给，他什么？当然不给我呢？工匠那他就，工谁的？反正呢，没得没了。我呢，工工给我吧。我呢，就谁的亲戚那个打包的，前面电话这边，等等，那就搞了，是当这个对吧？搞了是呢，搞不来。
The answer is already in the eight antidotes, yeah, to the five faults, yeah, that are encountered while cultivating calm abiding. One of the very first antidote is faith, isn't it? Right. So in general, whatever virtue in question, before we will actually set our minds on doing that virtue, we first must see for ourselves and be convinced that that virtue is very good for us. You know, if I have that virtue, it is, you know, so much benefit. You know, I can, you know, we must see that, isn't it? So that's faith, isn't it? Once you have faith, you would have a yearning to achieve that good quality. That means you want it so much. Once you want it so much, you will, then effort will come. You will joyously persevere. You put in the time and effort to achieve that quality. So whether we achieve something or not depends on joyous perseverance. Before joyous perseverance can arise, we must have a strong yearning. We want it so much, right? Before you can have a strong yearning, you first must be convinced that that quality, that virtue is very good for you. You need it. You see the point, right? So it's the same thing here with developing single-pointedness of mind or calm abiding. You first must see the benefits of meditation. How, if you have single-pointedness of mind, you will be, you know, you'll be able to manage your mind, control your mind, and deal with all the negative thoughts, yeah. And on the basis of having calm abiding, you can even then overcome the root of all our problems, the negative thoughts themselves, right? Not just managing, but to overcome them completely, right? So you have to know all of this, right? You have to see and convince, you know. Only when you convince and then you actually believe, oh yeah, it's like that. Only then you would be really looking to meditate. You'll be so wanting, dying to meditate. You know? You want to achieve calm abiding. Only when you have this kind of strong yearning always, then that will translate into action, isn't it? You put aside the time, the effort, you know. And only with time and effort, then you achieve the result you're looking for, isn't it? So all comes back to the first thing, yeah? Whether you really believe or not that, in this case, calm abiding is really needed. You really need it or not? It's good for you or not?
Oh, that today is my na. Ani si kasora ko. Lula ka may tesa may mas. Ani si may na ka may tesa may mas. Oh, today yung tuwa isa na ta tempo. Tumpa zawa today ako siya may na ta. Lula si may ka may tesa may mas to na ta. Pero ba ani si ka may si may na so tuwa si kuya le. Pero ba ka may tesa may kuya mo le kasi may na so tuwa si kuya le. Oh, today si may na ani si pa kita.
So if you have this kind of strong faith, you see, you really see, not here, you see, you feel, this is something that I need, you do me very good. You're so convinced, then you want it so badly. If you want it so badly, you definitely you translate into putting in time and effort, right? And then when you have all these three put together, then difficulties are not really difficult anymore. I mean, at least in your mind, you don't feel. Of course, there will be challenges still. You know, there will be obstacles to be overcome, you know, physical and both physical and mental. But if you have those three, even if obstacles arise, you're able to put up with it. You're happy to put up with it.
Yeah. 所以刚才讲的就是。 其实答案呢都在我们之前就是 Cameron J 教授过的五种过患和八种对治的方法里面。当你 很当你能够从心里的深信啊，这个止观的修行是你所需要的啊。比如说，当我们做一件善事的时候呢，其实我们心里呢就都有一个，都已经想好了，就是这个善呢，我们行善呢是对我们有益处的。所以呢，我们因为有这样的信念呢，这样的心呢，有这样的信念，我们就会去行善啊。因为我们有这样的信念的话呢，所以呢，我们就会有这种渴望，我们想要渴望啊，得到这个修啊奢摩他的功德，因为觉得哇，这个是很好的，有对我们有很大的利益的。当你升起这个强烈的渴望的话，你就会把你的时间和精力和时间和精力啊，全部投资于这样的修行方面，所以你就会非常用功的去修。也就是我们所讲的第三种对治方法勤，所以你就有喜乐心呢去勤修这个奢摩他。所以呢，你这样去修这个奢摩他呢，是因为你很清楚这进修所能带给你的利益，所以呢，你就会特别去追求它所能够成就的境界，能够成就的等持的境界所带来的好处。所以你就能有这个信念呢，去克服所面对的一切障碍，你就能够平息所升起的一切恶念，然后进一步的呢，去断除这些障碍，这些烦恼障的根源。所以呢，能够做到这一点，是因为你在之前已经很清楚的相信，相信深信，理解了深信了，有这样的信念，知道这个修奢摩他所能带给你的好处，所能带给你的利益，你是100%的完全相信，所以呢，你就会有这种需求心去修，所以就算要你死掉，我用很强烈的字眼啦来讲了，就要你死掉，你也会特别去修哦，就你修的时候，你觉得手要断、脚要断，都会去修，因为你有这样的强烈的信念，已经。在心里已经想过了，已经完完全全的信念了，所以你因为这样强烈的信念的话，你无论遇到什么困难，你都会把你的时间和精力呢投入进去修这个奢摩他，所以呢，你才会得到最后的果报，证得这个奢摩他完全带来的利益。所以呢，这个原你把它推回来看。是因为呢，你有这种深切的信念，然后你从这深切信念升起这个强烈的渴望，所以你看到这强盗不是看到，不是很理性的看到，而且是感觉，你感觉到你要去修，这是你要的东西啊，你一定要去做的，你这种强烈的有理解，有理性的理解，有情绪上的那种考量，全部你就会把它化为一种动力啊，去修行。所以你遇到的困难呢，就不算是困难，你都会去克服，就一一去克服。因为你在修的时候，一定会遇到生理上的挑战、心理上的挑战的，一定会有种种这个障碍出现。可是因为你已经100%完完全全相信了，所以呢，你就会去一一克服这些困难。
I don't understand Chinese.
Huh?
But sounds very delicious. Anyway. 어떻게 해? 도당이 다 간다. 심내 괴가로 쏘나 심해. 심내 괴군의 심주에 쏘나 심해. 좁아. 심내 당보다. 바기다. 심내 빨라 좋아라. 다 답시 제시다. 까마직. 까만니 까만 숨 되겠다 줘야다 다 다시 강톱 치고 가래 드네 아니 직때 까만 직 좋도구나 드네 윤도 좋아 드네 때 소리로 좋도야 다시 다 숨도 봐 아니 직때 거래 좋도구나 양 쌤 양도나 렌데 좋아 라야냐 조구야기 남자 숨도 봐 독신이 다리 봐 신이 다다 있다 갈래 잡고 구야래 준도 좀 봐 준도 땜 봐 갈래 잡아야래 어떻게 아니 갈래 잡나 다 갈래 갈래 아니 권의 권도 배 열쇠 줘야 다 동도 배 되네 있어라
So therefore in the nine
mental stages of the nine. The first one is called placement. Yeah. What you're attempting to do at the beginning of practicing to achieve calm abiding is to place your attention on the chosen object of observation, at least for 3 minutes, 2 minutes, 1 minute. Yeah. So it requires effort. Yeah. It requires effort. Yeah. So once you gain some ability to place, to retain, to hold on to the object for a few minutes, then you move on to the second stage, which is called continuous placement, isn't it? Whereby you try to extend the time that you're able to stay on the object, yeah? But still, one will be affected by excitement, isn't it? For example, you may lose the object, you know? So when you do lose the object, I mean, then you know, you just have to pull your mind back and place the attention on the object, yeah? So as such, you know, even during the third mental stage that happens, yeah? That's why it's called patch placement, yeah? In the job, yeah? So at initial stages, we need to apply the antidote of effort, yeah? Yeah, you just have to get at it over and over again. Yeah.
Otto shini chada ta tana ta pena jopa se kabla ta pena tobe top sugar tadai tobe top sugar tadai chigima ta gomjagi mikbadi otto chese ani nyeche ani nyamba nashi pokita pokki mikba chwaishi ta tobe top sugar tambuti dere chig ta gomjagi mikbadi 지기 납 안에 소소의 삼모다 보기로와 도시 터베 떠래 아니 좁아 보겠어 랑 셈니 미바 보기 터바 나신지 보기다 좀 터벨라 놓고 귀하래
So of the different powers that are used in achieving calm abiding during the first mental stage, which is called placement, one relies on the power of hearing. That means you listen to the instructions for developing calm abiding, and then, especially you know, with regards to placing, developing mindfulness and placing your attention on object, you learn it, right? And then you put it into practice. You try, right? Try to put your mindfulness and hold on to the object for at least a few minutes, yeah. So that's what happens on the first mental stage.
刚才我们讲到的这个九住心呢，第一个心呢，其实我们叫华文叫内住，内住呢就是帮你的心呢，专注于所缘境，可能是一分钟啊，或者两分钟啊，可是你的这个定力啊，其实是没有定力的，因为只有几分钟而已，然后在。 由这样不断的串习呢，然后你就进入到第二住心，叫续住心。在续住心的时候呢，你的心呢，注于所缘境的时间呢，就能够稍微的延长啊。可是呢，你还是不是能够很长久的专注于你的所缘境，有时还会因为调举的缘故呢，所以失去正念啊，所以你的所缘境呢就不见了。这样不断的串习过后呢，你的心呢会进一步进到。 进步到第三住心，叫做安住心了。这安住心就好像在衣服上补丁哦，所以这个英文的翻译就叫 patching， 因为它好像破了衣服，你去补回去。好，所以呢，在这几个阶段呢，初始的这三个阶段里面呢，你的心呢，其实心力是非常弱的，所以你需要花很多的精力哈，去作为对峙的方法。 所以呢，所以在尤其如果说是在第一住心呢，这第一住心是内住的时候呢，其实你是依靠听闻的力量呢来承办的，就是说你需要先去听闻这个修习这色摩他的教授，然后呢去学习，然后过后呢去实修。可是呢，你的定力最多只有几分钟而已。
어떤데다 gyurulus tangche tela netam chege sugyore ro sosoita mikot yang yang sabo tangche ta gyurim du nela otinde ge a tapse sugyore semne nibe kam
on the second mental stage continuous placement you are trying to extend your mind's ability to stay on the object of observation longer than what you're able to do during the first mental stage. And so as such, it is called continuous placement. And of the six powers, I think, the second mental stage is achieved through the power of reflection.
当我们从第一住心进入到第二住心就续住心的时候呢，我们的心呢能够安住于所缘境的时间呢就延长了。所以和内住心呢第一住心比起来，它安住于所缘境的时间就稍长。这样呢，我们要由这个六力乘班，这是由思维力来串习成功的。
어디다 다치다 뜻들 뜻이네 마니지 가서 말해 제메 떡이 샘네스 수마시바 두베게 남샤 수구야레 드니 시싱이 떡이 아니지다 마바 두바 두베 드니게 남샤 수구야레
Then the third and the fourth mental stages are achieved through the power of mindfulness. Then the fifth and the sixth mental stages are achieved through the power of introspection. Or vigilance, yeah.
然后第三和第四住心呢是由正念力来承办的，然后第五住心和第六住心呢是由正知力来承办的。啊，读些，那嘛，他真正会读的，啊，那些什么啊，什么的，对吧？要不准备，我听的什么的，用书记吧，用书看吧，第一都什么的，过吧准备，我听的给他。
Then the seventh and the eighth stages are achieved through the power of joyous perseverance or power of effort. Yeah.
第七和第八住心是由精进力承办的。那，那十年过把的用书记，都给啊，用书看吧。那十年过把的用书。
And the ninth mental stage is achieved through the power of thorough familiarity.
第九住心呢是由串习力承办的。哦，对对，他今天新呢，他提起了新呢，他，那什么鬼没接了新呢，他新呢，谁的提起了什么鬼把啥新呢，他新呢，特别贵了，然后提不住什么鬼把的过新呢，这个要嘛的。
Calm abiding is achieved after the ninth mental stage. After.
定呢，我们想由修止入定嘛。你得到定呢，是当你已经修到第九住心，就等持心，你修办成了之后，你就得到定了。
Okay. Now you should come about it now. Huh? Huh? Time for dinner. Huh?
所以我们色摩他就讲完了，现在是吃晚饭的时间。
Less. Anyway, we didn't have much time to discuss about the BP class. So. I don't know. Except the BP has interesting question, then I don't know. Otherwise. How do I stop here? Maybe time to chat. Hope.
这个不需要翻译吧?
Only if you have very interesting question, only then ask others.
如果大家还有问题，可是那问题要很有。 去了哈，这样我们才问多一道问题。如果没有很有趣的问题，我们就不要问了哈，我们就吃饭了哈，很有意思了哈，很有趣，好像很怪。 很有意思了哈。不是讲要很有意思的问题，问了很有意义的。有没有很有意思、很有意义的问题？一道 ，Mr. Low。
Hey, it's low. Only interesting the last of the donation.
My question
is, is it necessary to go into the cave and meditate, then you can get into the this kind of abiding?
What? What do you say?Very interesting question. Yeah. That is from the Chinese cluster. Okay. The BB student asked. Bun King. Yeah. Answer for that.
请啊，我们请 BP 的 Bun King 回答这个问题。其实，如果我们要修止得定的话，是否要进去山洞，找一个山洞来进修？
Give interesting answer.
Actually, you don't need to go to the cave. You can go underneath the tree, and you can still get karma abiding. So specifically, just going to the cave is not necessarily. And if you are saying about physically isolating, then it's a necessity.
有趣的问题需要有趣的答案。是否是需要坐山修止得定？这个有趣的回答就是，其实是不需要的。你为什么要选山洞呢？你可以坐在一棵树下吗？你找一棵树坐在那边修就可以了。所以真正的他的回答是，其实呢，去找一座山啊，来找一个山洞来修行呢，只是把你的身体隔绝了，哦，你的心有没有隔绝不知道了啊，这是他没有讲的啊。然后 Verbal Gilmay 讲，新加坡有山可是没有洞，所以找不到山洞。这位佛这个朋友讲，去马来西亚，马来西亚有山洞。
啊 ，law law Mr. law or law what you know law law what do you think what do you think
天荣杰问你，你自己呢？你自己意下如何
？Does you come about it？
你怎么想？
我小学帮查这里的找到去的。可能许多钱的浪子是那些，都这种东西。
I think minimum, I need spend some time, at least quite a long hours to meditate, which I don't have now. At least take some time. I mean maybe half a day or that long for every day, then you can achieve the kind of money.
So your answer is you don't have to go to camp, yeah.Good. So you continue to meditate in the house every half a day. His answer is that he don't need to go to camp. He can achieve karma by his home every day, half a day. Yeah? Okay, wonderful. Continue. Okay, we stop here.
所以 Mr. Low 的问题就是最低限度呢，我们需要做很久啊，每天都要做长时间啊。他讲，其实我没有这样多时间啊，去坐下来去进修，因为他认为可能我们需要半天啊，或者是更长的时间，这样我们才能够真正的修得那个奢摩他的境界了。这样天荣居士回答，其实呢是不需要去坐山的，不需要去坐山的，你在家里做家就可以了，坐在家里啊，做家就可以了啊，可以在家里做了啊。 要去修这个止观，所以不一定要去找一个山洞。
Okay, so good. Hope is helpful today. I'm not sure whether it's helpful by everyone. I'm not sure. So
Kim 就讲，不知道今天的这一场对大家有没有帮助了。
Okay, so we stop here today. So dedication. Yeah.
所以今天就到此为止。好，就说到这里。然后我们现在来做回向。
Loving prayer, you have no.
我们有没有到次第的祈祷文？
We have the Lamrim prayer there. A book easier to distribute. We can do that together. 주님의구시다대내름도시당시가래고로마구시다가서안돼가래직전도삼수차가도시말장을시하다가서Distribute the labyrinth. Yeah, there. Somewhere there.
We don't have a Chinese version of the 道次第祈祷文. Volume 1.
This one have?
这个英文法本里面第34页，看得懂的中文佛法班的同学的朋友，打开第34页。
어떻게당한소아니지죽도자원과대래그런게다더선강시바이나요다강시바디아니지라규드웨시도아니진짜기공부시에디그룹마야따라기두시에아니랑도와나신아니신승자야다두터벌쇼세네다두벌교직세네다말랍때에랑이강시바디다아니지다승진시미시바남가아니발랍지대나기미시바몽바세아니산지에따바지대감대유령도내버려주야디대찡기아니시미드웨이징에담지아니냐고를시시아니되게무슨정보중에어쨌든경험과의어떻게
So the whole purpose of I mean now we're going to dedicate whatever merit that we have accumulated. Yeah. Well, the purpose of learning the Dharma and thinking about it is so that we canuse the knowledge and understanding to subdue our own minds, to discipline our minds. And in this prayer, right, with once, you know, we are, you know, with the idea in mind, right, on the basis of having, you know, train our mind and having discipline and subdue our mind, then we can, share whatever,experience we have gained through our practice with others. And by sharing with them the Dharma, and through that we eliminate the darkness of ignorance in their minds, yeah, to help them overcome that. And it is through this, then, you know, that the Buddha Dharma spread, you know, in this world. And with that, then, you know,it will help to pacify the problems and suffering of many sentient beings, and also to help them then achieve peace, yeah, happiness. Yeah. So that's basically what the prayer is about. Yeah.
我们现在要念诵，就将要念诵的这个到次第的祈祷文呢，其实是跟我们讲，它的内容主要是讲述呢我们学法的目的啦等等，我们回向我们今天所积累的一切功德善业，像我们这个祈祷文里面呢讲呢，我们学法的目的就是要去思维佛陀所开示的佛法的意思，所以说我们其实一边念一边思维他的法义，然后呢将我们所学的佛陀的教导呢运用来调伏我们的内心，所以在这个祈祷文呢它其实呢就有告诉我们我们是怎么样承办怎样去调伏我们的心的，所以我们去修学调伏我们的狂乱的心，然后我们学会调伏我们的心之后呢，我们和其他的人和其他众生呢分享我们的学习心的，这样呢我们就可以不只是自己的内心的无明黑暗消除了，我们也可以帮助其他人去消除他们内心的黑暗无明。佛法呢就是以这样的方式来传播的。通过这样的方式呢我们可以帮助众生呢消除他们所面对的障碍，他们所面对的业障啊痛苦啊等等。让他们呢都能够证得取得平和寂乐。
读写这张大体的安尼过了安尼是我是军图安尼是过了安尼是过了过龙卷安尼就读我写大体做做让给安尼是切我刚切把的他忙不了他拍到远去都行上了也不当苦呀的过了当过了这边可不了就都没钱的了让你落用作啊你提出去切我用作忙不提出去拽个西都过了这边就都没钱的了可是说呢全能滚你做一的是一做是这样的什么提出去当提出去当啊你是不给过了这边我钱的听得也行我那几个我的心给定期都没了다망바니지랑이감치바디디쇼로쪼토바시욕이어래제사한테계신부시오자시다고쌤기띵니텐시독신이모토노아니신경이되잡아요어디래
Well, it is said that of all the things that exist, the mind is the most important, the principle. So, the whole point of adjusting our motivation.At the beginning of an endeavor, such as the practice of virtue, and then dedicating the merit at the end of that endeavor or the practice. The whole point is to feel, you know, is to move the heart, you know, the mind, in the direction of what you are looking for. So if...Right at the beginning, you know what you're looking for. You adjust the motivation. And at the end of the endeavor, you dedicate. You're reaffirming, isn't it? That dedication or towards that goal that you're looking for. Then this is how we change our course of our life. To change the direction of the mind towards, you know, that goal. You know? Right. So that's why, motivation.And dedication is very important. Yeah.
Oh, 第一张确定是什么？什么是个好的？哦，什么的呢？说的不是个好的，我的嘞。
So as such, it is said that all that exists is a projection of the mind, a creation of the mind. Yeah.
所以呢，在我们这佛法中常常讲到的，所谓一切法呢，心啊，是心最重要。为什么呢？因为当我们在做任何的一切的事业，也许做善的事业的时候呢，我们要先调整我们的动机，然后呢， 在我们完成我们的善业的时候呢，最后的时候我们要做回向，因为呢，我们需要把我们的心呢，趋向于我们的目标。所以在开始做任何东西的时候，一切善法的时候，我们都要观察调整我们的发心，然后呢，让我们的心呢，在进行这些东西的时候，这些事业的时候呢，能够趋向于我们所定下的目标。通过这样的方法呢，我们就可以改变我们的生命，让我们的生命呢，趋向我们所定下的目标。所以呢，发心和回向呢，是非常重要的。这也就是为什么佛法讲一切唯心造。
Okay, so we do dedication together in Tibet. Yeah, 天天都大家当了。
所以现在让我们一起来回向。
Yeah, Benny can hold the mic. Get on good night.
Deni rindu bela enzoini ni ngoThank you. 주